Get to Old Navy Saturday only. Women's and girls' tanks are on sale for just $2. That's right, just $2. No better tanks, no better price. Just $2. One day only, Saturday only at Old Navy. Valid 6/29, select styles only. In-store only, limit 5. Get to Old Navy Saturday only. Women's and girls' tanks are on sale for just $2. That's right, just $2. No better tanks, no better price. Just $2. One day only, Saturday only at Old Navy. Valid 6/29, select styles only. In-store only, limit 5.
Hey guys, so listen. I just came across this awesome podcast. I'm a podcast snob, and this is one that you have to check out. It is the fastest growing cigar show in the nation. It's called Cigar Talk. It has the best interviews, cigar reviews, and the best giveaways. From cigar enthusiasts to the cigar aficionado, they have something for everyone. So go grab yourself a cigar and tune into Cigar Talk. It's available on iTunes, Anchor, and Spotify. And you can also find them at CigarTalkPodcast.com.
Welcome to the WWE Podcast, your place for the most passionate wrestling analysis on the web.
Just turn Roman heel. What is WWE waiting for?
When other wrestling podcasts put you to sleep, you can count on the WWE Podcast to keep you engaged and asking for more.
I've been watching wrestling for over 20 years, and that was one of the best matches I've ever seen.
If you're easily offended, this may not be the show for you.
Whatever happened to the men being able to physically retaliate against the women in WWE? This is a fantasy environment.
This is unlike any other wrestling analysis. So without any further delay, let's get the show started right now.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me. It is Thursday, March 21st, 2019, and we are creeping closer and closer and closer to WrestleMania 35, just a few short weeks away, less than 3 weeks, as we roll into MetLife Stadium, and WWE is really just making things much more complicated than they need to be on several fronts. And we're going to get to that, of course, because you guys know that we don't complain on this podcast. We just give constructive criticism to WWE. That's how we frame it. So we're going to do a lot of that today. Don't you worry. And guys, thanks once again for joining me. This is a bi-weekly show, or at least I try to make it one. And if you are one that is not in tune or favorable to ads, you can get all of that removed. If you just head over to patreon.com/WWE podcast, there's an ad-free stream of this show, and you can get all of that for $1 a month, just $1. And you can get that in your listening ears, and you can get those ads out the door if you don't like them. But hey, if not, that's cool too. And I appreciate all of you who are listening to me. I mentioned this before, but this show is growing really quickly, and I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just keeping you guys up to date on what's going on with the show. This show is growing pretty quick, and you'd think that that's a good thing. Oh, he's bragging. No, I'm not. I mean, I've been doing this show for 5 years, and it takes a lot of labor of love, a lot of hard work, a lot of late nights, a lot of half asleep talking, and I've done that, and faked it a lot of days. It has to be a labor of love, and sometimes when something grows so quickly, it can be a blessing and a curse. And so I'm loving it. It's a really cool thing to be a part of. And at the same time, I'm trying to keep everything straight, trying to get a new quote little studio for myself set up, and obviously with sponsors coming on the show, trying to manage those as well. And I do appreciate everybody who is on board with the show. But anyway, back to the wrestling content, which is what you're listening for. You're not here to listen to me talk about my show. You're here to listen to me talk about WWE, because this is the WWE Podcast. And you can really help out the show, guys. By the way, one last quick thing. If you head over to Apple Podcasts and you rate and review the show and give me 5 stars there, it is a super awesome way and one of the best ways, and it's free, so the price is right, for helping out the show. And I do appreciate everybody who's done that. Many of you have lately, and I do see it. I do appreciate it, so thank you very much. So as I mentioned, guys, this is WrestleMania season, and WWE is making things more complicated than it needs to be. I've heard over and over and over on several podcasts, major wrestling podcasts. I know, it's crazy that there's more than one wrestling podcast out there. I thought it was the only one. But that the WWE is overbooking things. And I don't like to piggyback. I hate piggybacking because then it's just, I'm just regurgitating what I'm hearing and I don't come up with any original ideas. I want to be able to think for myself here. So it's also, that's the one drawback from me when I listen to wrestling podcasts before I do this show. I sometimes comes in with a preconceived notion and I don't like to do that. So I'm going to kind of spin it to what my brain is thinking. That can be scary, but that's what I'd like to do here and not just go, oh, huh, another podcast thinking the same thing. So let's talk a little bit about the Kofi Kingston deal, which was the latest version of Vince McMahon giving the screw job to Kofi Kingston on SmackDown Live after Kofi ran the gauntlet and Vince McMahon comes out and says, well, oh, wait, you're going to WrestleMania if you can beat this one last opponent, which was Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan ends up beating Kofi and his dream is shattered. Well, if anybody's listening, Vince McMahon said that you'll go to WrestleMania, but he doesn't specifically say to Kofi, you'll go to WrestleMania and face Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship in the main event. Vince told us to be very careful of his words. Well, I'm being very careful of his words. Do I think ultimately Kofi's going to be put in the main event? Of course. We all know that WWE is going to get there. I still think we will have one more week of screw jobs from Vince McMahon. I still believe that. Just based on, and again, I don't know where they're going with this. I have no idea. I don't know why Vince McMahon is getting himself involved on a weekly basis with this thing. It's not Kofi Kingston versus Vince McMahon. It's Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan. So I don't know why Vince McMahon is so hands-on on this. What's the payoff? Vince McMahon getting a Trouble in Paradise at WrestleMania, Kofi punching him in the face, board of directors taking over, saying Vince McMahon is interfering in business day-to-day operations in too large of a capacity. I don't know. I don't know what the payoff is. I don't know why Vince McMahon is doing what he's doing. I don't know why it always has to be about the McMahons. But I still think we'll ultimately get to Kofi versus Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. That is where they're going. And I still believe, while many other podcasts out there are saying that they're overbooking and that they are just taking this one step too far, I agree with that on one front. On the other front, this is a story that they're telling with Kofi, that he's struggling, scratching, clawing, doing everything he can, overcoming the odds and still getting screwed and screwed and screwed. And I appreciate that part of the story because as a fan, you're frustrated. You want to see Kofi get there. And so I appreciate that part of the story they're trying to tell. On the other side, we all know where this is going. So why are we stringing this out so long? I mean, SmackDown's a 2-hour show, not a 3-hour show. This isn't Raw. And that's, the women's match is in and of itself a whole mess, which we'll get to that. Don't worry. So Kofi Kingston, look, I support Kofi Kingston. You can make an argument that Kofi Kingston right now is hotter than Becky Lynch. Think about that. Yeah, let that sink in. From where Becky Lynch was to how cool off she has become and how hot Kofi has gotten over the last month, it's amazing to say that. But nonetheless, I think that Kofi has an amazing fan support right now, as he should. So again, I appreciate the story they're trying to tell with Kofi. I get it. It's cool. But like I said, the one downside to this is we all know where it's going. Why does it have to be so convoluted? When I watch wrestling, I've said this over and over, I don't want to have to figure out what time it is. I want to be told what time it is. Now, I'm not saying that wrestling fans are stupid, nor am I saying that my intelligence is lackluster. Although, ask my wife. Sometimes she may have a differing opinion. But I don't want to have to think too much. I don't want to have to be confused. I don't want to have to just get frustrated by the story and just fed up. And I'm fearful that WWE is approaching that. Because, again, we all know where it's going. We just want WWE to get there and keep it simple. That was not the motto for WWE this WrestleMania season. Keep it simple are three words that never came out of anyone's mouth in management. I think they're doing twists and turns for the sake of doing twists and turns. I really believe that. Not so much with Kofi, but more with Becky and Charlotte and Ronda, which is just a mess. It's a mess. An absolute mess. Now, do I think once we get to WrestleMania, all of this will be wiped away and we will all forget about this whole absolutely just unnecessarily complicated storytelling that WWE has put forth this WrestleMania season? Maybe. We might. But I think WWE is doing damage right now with these three. And I'm not sure where they're going anymore. I don't think they know where they're going anymore. It's almost maddening that they had everything right in front of them. They could have just told a very simple, elegant, hot story. It was, you know what? When it was the hottest, it was the simplest. Becky and Ronda, the day after the Rumble on Monday Night Raw. It was the hottest when it was the simplest. And that's not to say wrestling fans are simple-minded. It's just eloquent storytelling 101. It's basic storytelling. They're almost trying to outthink themselves. It's Becky. It's Ronda. Okay, and now we add Charlotte. Fine. I've come to terms with that. I still don't agree with it, but I've come to terms with it. So we've added these three. Okay, fine. It's a triple threat match. Just tell that story. Tell that story. I don't know why it needs to get into Ronda calling wrestling fake and Becky Lynch being arrested and then having this 14-year-long leg injury and Charlotte not really going anywhere, spinning her wheels. And even though she loses the match at Fastlane, she's still in the match. It's been just the most convoluted, strange storyline week to week. It could have been something so simple, and it would have worked. And they say, well, what are you going to do for 4 or 5 weeks if it's a simple storyline? It's been done before, folks. Think about it. The best rivalries in history are simple. Simple. Austin Rock. Simple. One-on-one. Imagine adding a third person to that match to make it a triple threat match with those two. Now, am I saying it's the equivalent of Austin Rock? Of course not. That was on a level that is, it's in its own stratosphere. But the one-on-one was so just wanted by fans that it is the female version of Austin Rock. And they had it all right in front of them, and it just went here and there, and they got on the freeway and took this exit and then took a pit stop, stayed overnight at a hotel, gassed up, got back on the highway, drove 10 miles, got off at another exit, stopped, got dinner, had a few drinks, maybe had a too few to drink, and then slept overnight in a hotel, got back on the freeway. And then drove another maybe 50 miles. Okay, we're back on the freeway. We're back on track. And then they just pulled off to the shoulder and decided to change a couple of tires. And, you know, it's really like that. I just stay on the damn highway. I don't know a better analogy other than that. It's just you go from point A to point B. I don't need 14 detours that don't add anything to the story. And that's what WWE has done. And it has really detracted from the story. And again, oh, that's all you do is complain on the show. No, I don't. But when you have the hottest main event in women's history and the first time that they are ever main eventing WrestleMania, and it's a glaring issue, it needs to be said. It needs to be said. I love WWE. I will always be a fan forever. And you may think, that's all I do is complain. Complaining would be coming on here cussing, swearing, saying WWE sucks, their booking sucks, everything sucks, and not giving reasons for it. Just coming on here to get attention, to say a couple of curse words, and saying things suck and not giving any logic or reasoning for it. That's easy to do. What shows you care about the product is when you show reasoning for why you're critiquing and criticizing a particular story. And I want to see this succeed. And everything was going just fine. And then they added Charlotte and everything went to hell from there. Now, has this been a complete disaster? Has it been a bomb of a storyline? No. It's not, because it's being saved by how highly anticipated it is to see Ronda and Becky in the same ring at the same time. So, in a moment, I'm going to explain why I believe that Becky Lynch has cooled off in an alarming way, in a way that we need to be careful and take note of, and why I think WWE has actually intentionally done this, of cooling off Becky Lynch. But first, guys, I just got to take a quick pause for our sponsor, and then we'll be right back with more wrestling talk. Hey guys, so listen, I just came across this awesome podcast. I'm a podcast snob, and this is one that you have to check out. It is the fastest growing cigar show in the nation. It's called Cigar Talk. It has the best interviews, cigar reviews, and the best giveaways. From cigar enthusiasts to the cigar aficionado, they have something for everyone. So go grab yourself a cigar and tune in to Cigar Talk. It's available on iTunes, Anchor, and Spotify. And you can also find them at CigarTalkPodcast.com. Okay, guys, so here's a question. Have you cried because you laughed so hard at something so stupid? Well, you will with Cup to Cup, the comedy podcast. It's like a late-night talk show with a Wayne's World twist. They're changing the comedy podcast scene, geared to entertain, laugh at, and get you through the daily grind. And no, it has nothing to do with two girls in one cup. This show is anything but dull. Cup to Cup has incredible stories, discussions, and topics that we've all thought about, but we've never said out loud. Seriously, nothing is off limits with these guys except for one thing, politics. No one needs it, and they don't talk about it. And the show takes on a whole new meaning to March Madness brackets. Instead of basketball, they let the listeners vote on the bracket subjects and rank the matchups. Think about the last debate you had. Let's say it was about the best Marvel character movie, or now put that in a bracket. So check them out by searching for Cup to Cup Comedy on any podcast app. All right, guys, welcome back to the show, and I want to talk about Becky Lynch and how WWE has really, really cooled her off. And I don't say she's ice cold, but when you think about where she was, think about the night after the Rumble. Think about how hot that crowd was for her, going face-to-face with Ronda, saying, I told you I'd find you, Ronnie. And the next thing you know, she's involved in the leg injury that wouldn't go away. She was involved in arrests, apologies to the McMahon's family, nonsensical crap that she would show up every week even though she was suspended, and Vince McMahon pulls the rug out under her, suspends her for 60 days, but then she wins it back by having Ronda interfere in the Fastlane match, even though that still included Charlotte, which made no sense. And then she's back, and her leg injury is now mostly over, which I'm fine with. Totally cool with that. Totally cool with that, by the way. I have advocated for her to just magically be fine all month, and I'm fine with that. Many people are, oh, her leg injury has disappeared. Well, yeah, it's better than watching her limp around just week after week after week. So it's been a very just bizarre ride for Becky Lynch. And I'm not putting this on Becky Lynch. I'm not. It's, at this point, it's what WWE is giving her to work with, which, guess what, is not much. This past week on SmackDown, she had a catfight with Charlotte on the KO show. And KO is admittedly very entertaining, so he added a lot to this segment. But again, this is nothing that we haven't seen before. This did nothing to further the storyline with those two, much less all three women, heading into WrestleMania. Nothing. We've seen these two brawl time after time after time, and then time and time again. So it really didn't do anything, on top of the fact that, and to me this has been the biggest culprit, beyond even the overexposure, oh, she's there every week, we see her too much. When Stone Cold, and I know we keep making these comparisons, but when Stone Cold was as hot as he was, were we ever sick of him? Did we ever get sick of him? He was on a weekly basis on Raw and SmackDown, and we never got sick of him. Yeah, Stone Cold was a special character, but it's not impossible to say that if you have a hot star, seeing them too much is a bad thing. It can be done where if you have them on every show, if done correctly, it won't be overexposure, just seeing too much. It's not as special when I see them. The problem is Becky Lynch is not and really giving her best ability to shine in terms of promo skills and giving, delivering, just scorching the earth promos. She started out that way. She felt rebellious. And then she just slowly slid off, letting Ronda get the best of her, WWE allowing Charlotte to get the best of her. Her one-liners have been kind of corny at times, calling Charlotte a dope, and just what? These things are not helpful to Becky. They need to come up with some awesome material, or if it comes from Becky Lynch's own brain, they need to get her back on track with promos. Give me a sit-down even if that's not going to happen. Give me something. I need something from Becky. I need the fire. I don't need to see her sit there with a smug look on her face anymore. She doesn't feel like a rebel anymore. She feels like a part of the system. And that's the exact opposite of what got her over and made her this breakout star. And WWE pouring cold water on Becky Lynch, I think on purpose. And here's why I think it's on purpose. Two reasons. One, Charlotte Flair. Vince McMahon's obsession that Charlotte is going to be in this main event. I don't care how much you love Becky. And they don't want Charlotte to get lost in the sauce, as they say. And they want Charlotte to shine here too and not just be all about Becky, even though it should be all about Becky. Ooh, I gritted my teeth there. You hear that? It should be all about Becky. Things like this don't happen often. Things like this with Becky Lynch do not happen. It's few and far between when things like this, male or female, where this happens, where it just have a star explode. And Becky Lynch has exploded, and then they cooled her off and poured cold water on her. So number two reason that WWE is purposely holding Becky Lynch down. WWE has a philosophy, a well-documented one, that after John Cena, WWE does not want any star to become bigger than WWE. Why? Well, it's not good for business. It's not best for business. Why don't I just use a pun? Because when it becomes a situation where you have a star bigger than the company, guess what happens? The star is in control and the company is not. The star has leverage and the company does not. And if WWE is able to kind of keep everyone under wraps, where the umbrella and the brand of WWE is bigger than the star, then they're always in control. So it is very apparent that that is what the case is. And you'll notice that throughout the history of WWE storylines, in which a star will get super hot and all of a sudden they just like, why are they don't feel as special anymore. Why? And it happens. And I can tell you that it's, well, can't totally blame it on that, but it's probably bad booking on top of the fact that that is their philosophy internally. Look at John Cena. He's bigger than WWE. He can come back when he wants. Look at The Rock. He can come back when he wants. I mean, it doesn't happen often, but when stars approach that level, it becomes, in their minds, a dangerous place to be, and they don't want to be in a place where they don't have leverage. And so I think that I really, that sounds cynical, but I believe that. I really, really, truly believe that. So Oh, and some other quick news, really off topic, but Jim Ross has not signed with AEW, but made it public in a video that he did with an interview on a news outlet that he is in talks with AEW. So I don't really know if that's a surprise to anyone. It's been rumored for months and months. I think it'd be a cool gig for Jim Ross at this point. He can still call a match. He's well able. So that'd be awesome. And continue to follow that story. Now, one other thing I want to get to is Batista and Triple H. I think Batista was in his element, not in front of a live crowd, not having to worry about memorizing his lines in front of 10,000 people. I still, as much as he drew back to that, he's always, that Hunter talked down to him, and why don't they draw back to WrestleMania 21? Are they just going to pretend that match didn't happen? And why does Batista want Triple H? Batista's already beaten Triple H. He's proven he can beat Triple H. So why now? Do you want to just beat him again? Or are we just going to pretend again that this match didn't happen 14 years ago? They need to draw on that. Because this was the same logic for that match that they had at 21. That Batista was just this meathead oaf that Triple H was using as a lackey to further his own career. And that's what Batista is using as a logic now. But it's misplaced by about 10 years. So I need something more from Batista. As much as I enjoy Batista. I'm still going to enjoy the match, I think. I think these two are still in phenomenal shape for their age. But I would like them to draw on history here. Give us the history. I don't like when they pretend that matches didn't already happen, like Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins. That's already happened, folks. When Seth Rollins was in the alliance with the Authority, Brock Lesnar beat Seth Rollins. I mean, it's happened before. So when WWE, I love when they like to pretend that these matches haven't happened. They have. In this case, I think it would really help the Triple H and Batista storyline. I really do. In some other news, Alexa Bliss hosting WrestleMania. I don't really know what to say about that other than if she's gonna get back in a wrestling role, WrestleMania may be a good place for her to do it because she can interfere in a women's match. Interject herself somewhere. I would just like to see her back in a wrestling role. Now we have Braun Strowman. Now in the just super, ultra, all-important Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Oh, he's just so angry he's going to take it out on 20 other guys. Wonderful. Wonderful. That is just great to see Braun Strowman. Look, Braun Strowman's going to be the favorite here. Whether he wins or not, honestly, I don't really care. And the reason I don't care is because this match has been defined down to nothing. It's been defined down to zero. It means nothing, unfortunately, this match. Why? Not because I'm a smark. Not because I am a bitter WWE fan. But because it's fact. Fact. What has winning the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal done for anybody who's won that? What did it do for Big Show? Nothing. What did it do for Baron Corbin? Nothing. He ends up winning the Money in the Bank briefcase months later and then ends up squandering the opportunity immediately. So Braun Strowman putting himself in this match, I'm sorry, doesn't do a whole lot for me. It doesn't. It'll be cool to see him throw over, 15 guys and stand tall. Okay, great. I mean, maybe he doesn't win because he's such the favorite, but I don't know. We'll see. And also these clowns from Saturday Night Live. Clowns. They are clowns being put in the... Somehow we'll be put in this match or there's going to be some altercation and hopefully Braun Strowman just demolishes them, I hope. I hope it's not a corporate policy of bringing in a celebrity only to make them look good and put them over in your world. Please don't. Please don't. Kurt Angle announces that his final match is Baron Corbin. Interesting. Now, lots of speculation that this match will be shifted to John Cena at last moment, and I hope that's the case. I think Baron Corbin's a logical opponent. I don't think it's the right opponent, and not for a final match for Kurt Angle. not for Kurt Angle's final match. Would it be a match on any other pay-per-view? Sure. Makes sense. You want to see Baron Corbin tap out. But John Cena makes more sense. The reason it makes more sense, John Cena debuted against him. That's a big one. They should pull from that back in 2002. And he inducted him into the Hall of Fame. I was there for it in Orlando at the Amway Center. It just makes a whole lot of sense. These two have had a hell of a rivalry from 2003 to 2005, 2006. It just makes sense. So I hope that they pull it from there. I mean, I know that it's all about building future stars whenever you have these guys on their way out. But with Kurt Angle, he's about a quarter of the speed he was. He doesn't look good in the ring. It's just called Father Time. He has more mileage on his body than most guys will ever do in a lifetime. I mean, this guy has been through everything, not just in WWE, but think of the pounding he put on his body to train for the Olympics. It's really, most of us can't even fathom the amount of work that Kurt Angle has put and the amount of stress and toll he's taken on his body. So it's just time for Kurt to go. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just time for Kurt to ride off into the sunset, and he should do it against John Cena and call it a career. I really, truly believe that. Moving on to some other items here. I know I'm kind of bouncing around here between Raw and SmackDown and really WrestleMania. We have, as I'm going through my notes here, guys, bear with me. Not to get back to the women, but Ronda Rousey did have a women's championship match against Dana Brooke, who she completely squashed, and I'm okay with that, except who's handing out these women's title matches? And furthermore, are the referees now the authority in WWE? Who they just talk down to talent? One of the referees, I don't know his name, talked down to Ronda when she entered the building saying, "You're late." And it's just bizarre. Okay, well, you know how many other people are late? Constantly showing up late to the building? Are the referees now the authority figure? What? I mean, I don't get that. But I don't. Again, what did Dana Brooke do to deserve this title match? Nothing. It should have just been a non-title match. I mean, are we just handing out title matches to anybody that just comes out and talks to a champion? I mean, really. And while we're on that scale of just silliness, Seth Rollins getting distracted in the age-old distraction method from a heel of just playing the music. And if you're in the middle of a serious competition with a dangerous opponent, don't worry, guys. The best way to distract the babyface and make them look like a fool, play my music. Just play my music, and they will lose the match. I mean, it's just, it's nonsensical. Nonsensical. What I am excited for, because I'm going to balance this out bad and good here, is Drew McIntyre and his match with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I'm looking forward to that. I think that these two are going to match up very well. It is about these two guys who are really on similar paths, trajectories in WWE, at least in Vince McMahon's eyes. Roman, who has been Vince McMahon's pet project for about 5 years now, and Drew McIntyre, who was Vince McMahon's first love when he was first there, and obviously Drew went out and just built his character and got more experience under his belt and came back and is a refreshed man. And I think he has a extremely bright future in front of him. I don't have predictions yet. We'll get to predictions in a couple of weeks. But I'm really looking forward to that match. Really, really am. And I think that the story could be really good these next 2 weeks that they have of television. And then let's see what else we got here. On SmackDown Live, Miz's promo. I thought the Miz's promo was good. Not blow away. And the crowd reaction wasn't probably what Miz had hoped. As you could tell, Miz was saying these punchlines and putting emotion into it and doing a hell of a job, and then kind of waiting for the crowd to explode with him. I think the problem is that Miz has been heel for so long that it's hard for the crowd to really get behind him because it's a guy that we've disliked for so long. I mean, like 10 years. It's difficult to get behind a guy when he's just flips like that. So I applaud The Miz for giving it a go. I think ultimately the crowd will be behind him at WrestleMania. Shane can be a hell of a heel. And I'm looking forward to that match as well. Is it going to be a five-star classic? No. It's going to be a punch, kick, flip, Shane jumping off of things kind of match. And I'm fine with that because we all know what we're getting with Shane. And so, again, I have nothing, no critiques for The Miz. He's doing the best he can. And The Miz doesn't, he's a guy that doesn't need a script. He's a guy that you can take bullet points and he will fill in the 80%. And then we have the Kofi Kingston match took about an hour of the show, which I was totally fun with, but fine with. Sasha Banks and Bayley versus the Iconics. I don't even have to make of this. I mean, the Raw Women's Tag Team or the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, the Raw Tag Team Championships, the Women's Tag Team Championships, which covers both brands, are all but forgotten. Oh, and yeah, the SmackDown Women's Championship that could have easily been multiplied in importance by 100 had Charlotte and Asuka been on a collision course for part two of their match at WrestleMania. Just wanted to throw that little jab in. But instead, it is a all-but-forgotten title. It's just forgotten. It's sad. It's straight sad. We have the Glamazon, Beth Phoenix, and we have Natalia, who basically laid down the challenge for Sasha and Bayley. I think ultimately they'll probably accept with a triple threat with Nia and Tamina. I mean, it looks like it's going to be a triple threat for the tag team, the women's tag team championships at WrestleMania. And then we have the all-important Women's Battle Royal. Don't forget, I mean, that's probably what's going to be the selling point for WrestleMania as well. Now, the Daniel Bryan beating Kofi Kingston, I didn't have a problem with that. I had a problem with some of the ways that Kofi won. I was of the belief it was going to be those heels opponents coming out to distract him. However, in retrospect, that would have made Kofi look weak that he needed help to do it. But he's facing five guys. He won a roll-up on Randy that I thought Vince McMahon was going to come out to say that Randy's shoulder was underneath the rope, which you can't count a three on. But he obviously came out to say that Daniel Bryan was the final opponent for Kofi Kingston. I don't mind the storytelling here. I really don't. I know people are getting impatient. Oh, did they stretch it 1 week too long? Again, I think that they are giving us just the long way around here. We know what we're getting. It's going to be Kofi, hopefully one-on-one, with Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. Now, how they get there is going to be an interesting way because I don't know how they get there right now. I don't know. I really don't. That's what keeps me engaged. I have no idea how Kofi gets to one-on-one with Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania for the WWE Championship. And furthermore, how he wins, if he wins. So a lot to think about for these next 2 weeks. So that's not a bad thing. I know people are getting frustrated. I like it. You know what? Now that I'm talking about it, I like it. I understand it's a convoluted way that just seems to be running rampant in WWE right now. But I'd rather have a convoluted, roundabout, long-term way to get Kofi in the match than having a convoluted pouring cold water on a hot star, adding a third person into the first ever women's championship, first ever main event for women in WrestleMania. I mean, I'd rather have it with Kofi than with the Becky storyline. So, yeah, it's an interesting time in WWE, folks. A very interesting time in WWE, and I think they need to sit back, and sometimes simple is better. Simple is better. So, all right, well, guys, that's all the time I got for today, but I'm going to take one last pause for the sponsors of the show, and then that'll conclude the show. I want to thank you guys for listening to me. It has been a blast. I will be back later this week with some wrestling nostalgia and more awesome content for you, and always looking forward to it. So, guys, you know the drill. As always, take care. I'll talk to you next time. Hey guys, so listen, I just came across this awesome podcast. I'm a podcast snob, and this is one that you have to check out. It is the fastest growing cigar show in the nation. It's called Cigar Talk. It has the best interviews, cigar reviews, and the best giveaways. From cigar enthusiasts to the cigar aficionado, they have something for everyone. So go grab yourself a cigar and tune in to Cigar Talk. It's available on iTunes, Anchor, and Spotify. And you can also find them at CigarTalkPodcast.com. Okay, so let me ask you guys a question. Would you like to increase your cash flow? Kind of a stupid question, right? Who wouldn't? Well, I would encourage you guys to go to 247forlife.com. That's 247, F-O-R, life.com. And when you go to the site, you can just put in your email, some basic info, and you can get hooked up into an amazing opportunity where it will help you do just that, increase your cash flow. Why is it? You know, look, when you think about it, why is it that some people just seem to make money no matter what the economic climate is, while the rest of us have trouble even scraping by? Well, 3% of the population controls 97% of the wealth in the free world today. Think about that. 3% controls 97% of the wealth. So what are they doing that we're not? Head over to 247forlife.com. Again, this is not some get-rich-quick scheme. You just go to the site, enter your basic information, and you get free instant access to the most powerful wealth creation system on the internet today. It'll get you a lot closer to that 3% group. Remember, guys, they control 97% of the money. So check out 247forlife.com. You'll be glad you did. Okay, guys, I just want to talk about something a little near and dear to my heart, and that's weight loss. For years, you guys know that I've struggled with weight loss and trying to burn that excess fat. Well, I have a bit of a secret here. Check out redteadetox.com. That's redteadetox.com. You can discover the secret of West African red tea. It's proven to stop hunger cravings in their tracks and help you shed 1 pound of fat every 72 hours. A pound of fat every 3 days. That's over 2 pounds a week. That's a healthy amount to lose per week. And I would highly recommend you check out the redteadetox.com. It has a video that'll answer all of your questions, and you can sign up for free. It's a great opportunity to lose that excess fat that we all are looking to get rid of. I know I am. So check out redteadetox.com. Check out the video, guys. Give your quick email and you'll be signed up and on your way. It's inexpensive and it's a really good way to get rid of that excess fat. So again, redteadetox.com.
Get to Old Navy's Saturday only. Women's and girls' tanks are on sale for just $2. That's right, just $2. No better tanks, no better price. Just $2. One day only. Saturday only at Old Navy. Valid 6/29. Select styles only. In-store only. Limit 5. Get to Old Navy's Saturday only. Women's and girls' tanks are on sale for just $2. That's right, just $2. No better tanks, no better price. Just $2. One day only. Saturday only at Old Navy. Valid 6/29. Select styles only. In-store only. Limit 5.